Now, the Caribbean has become a hugely popular tourist destination over the past decades, helped by its perfect weather and fantastic beaches. More people visit the Dominican Republic than any other country in the region, so it is surprising that Haiti, which is right next door, has been largely bypassed by this tourism boom. I spoke with Paul Klammer. He's the writer of the latest edition of the Brat Guide to Haiti. He told me that Haiti is rapidly shaking off the image of political turmoil and devastation caused by that huge earthquake in 2010. Paul says it now offers some of the most unique experiences in the Caribbean.
They've really sort of focused on the idea of tourism can really help Haiti economically recover. I think one of the nice things is when you go there is it tends to be sort of quite small hotels. They're all locally owned and they're all locally run. So it isn't sort of so much the sort of the big international chains where you might potentially worry, you know, is that money, you know, going to stay in the country? Is it going to go back to some holding company, you know, outside, you know, they're paying their proper taxes? I mean, these are all local businesses, locally run.
And that means you can get pristine beaches all to yourself.
There's an area in the south coast, which is called Port Salut, which has a sort of a 4-mile strip of just the most gorgeous white sand fringed with palm trees. And there's sort of maybe, half a dozen little small hotels in there. You go out, you maybe sort of get chatting to someone on the beach, you'll go out and catch you a lobster for dinner, which you have barbecued on the beach with a nice cold beer or a rum cocktail. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. Anywhere else in the Caribbean, that place would be absolutely packed out with all of the international chain hotels. You'd be fighting for space on the beach.
For history buffs, Paul recommends heading to the country's second city, Cap Haitien, to see one of the most amazing buildings in the Caribbean.
And the reason you would go there is to visit a place called the Citadel, which is a sort of a giant fortress. It's actually the biggest sort of fortress and castle in the entire Americas. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And after Haiti freed itself from the French and from the army of Napoleon in the sort of terrifically long slave revolution, one of the things they did on independence was try to build a series of forts to defend themselves in case the French ever came back. And the Citadel is really the sort of the most astounding fortress. It's actually on top of a mountain. It's on a mountain peak that sort of rises out of the jungle.
Paul says the city resembles New Orleans and is a centre for the unique Haitian religion of voodoo.
But it's often possible to go to voodoo temples and see voodoo ceremonies there if you can sort of set it up with a local priest, which is a really, really sort of fascinating insight into Haitian culture.
But one thing you won't see on sale are voodoo dolls.
It's really an invention of New Orleans and Hollywood. But you can go to markets. There's a very famous market in Port-au-Prince called the Iron Market, which is sort of built in this sort of wonderful 19th century old sort of train station type structure. And there's an entire quarter of the market that's purely dedicated to sort of voodoo paraphernalia, if you will. And you can buy sort of various potions and powders.
The town of Jacmel is Paul's favourite place because of the festivities that take place each spring.
They have an absolutely fantastic carnival every year, about around Shrove Tuesday. And unlike a lot of Caribbean carnivals, you'll see, which will all be glitz and bling, this is very much a sort of a local affair. It's street theatre. It's a town that's known for its art and its artists. And people will make sort of great big papier-mâché sculptures. They'll sort of spend half the year making these things. And it's a sort of a real piece of street theatre. It's unlike anywhere else that I've really been, and it's a fantastic experience.
Haiti's also trying to promote some of its wildlife watching opportunities.
People have started running whale watching trips. There's sort of an area in the south coast of Haiti where quite close to shore, the sea bottom just sort of shelves down to a great depth. And this is an area actually that attracts quite a lot of sperm whales.
Haiti was once listed as one of the most dangerous places to travel to in the world, but Paul says that advice is now out of date.
If you look at the statistics, it's one of the safer countries in the Caribbean compared to the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, these places that have absolutely enormous tourism industries.
Paul reckons a couple of weeks will be enough to give most people a great taste of the country.
You can do a really nice tour and see the highlights with Port-au-Prince up in the north, with Cap Haitien and the Citadel, Jacmel in the south, and maybe, you know, a little bit of hiking or something like that in the mountains. 2 weeks or 10 days would you know, really fill you in with a very nice picture of the country.
If you'd like to find out more, you can get the Brat Guide to Haiti.